T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. 97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Eggers.com.
I am really, really grateful that the truth has won out in the end.
I thought the War Powers Act is blatantly unconstitutional.
That's nonsense. He's got it exactly backwards.
I have a problem with some of the tweets.
We have 8 offices, including one here in Gainesboro.
I would like to be able to be back in high school and just have he and I in a room.
That's politics. It's a messy business.
Yes, it is. Hey, happy Friday morning. Glad you're with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Trisha and I holding down the fort this morning.
Good morning.
Denise has had a short week. She's taken a couple days off, but we got Megan Lynch in here for news this morning, and we're having a good old time.
Yeah, we are.
A little cold outside, a little cold in the studio. That's okay.
It's a lot cold outside.
It's cold everywhere.
It makes dangerously cold outside.
So cold. Makes the studio feel warm. That's
true.
How cold it is.
Very true. So stop and at any Hardee's this morning, pick up a biscuit, help folks who can't afford to stay warm in weather like this. Andy Fry's going to join us live a little bit later, starting at 7, from the Hardee's over in Glen Carbon. You can stop by there and see her and Katie and maybe Wiggins as they hang out there this morning. It's going to be good. They're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
So we'll be checking in with her throughout the morning just to remind you that that's coming up. By the way, set your clocks. At about 6:34, 6:35 this morning, right after the bottom of the hour, we are going to give away our first pair of Rolling Stones tickets. So stay tuned for that. Write down the number, 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. And you have your first shot at a free pair of Rolling Stones tickets.
It's a hot ticket.
It is a hot ticket. We're going to do it this morning at about 6:30. You heard off the top there, former Governor Greitens is speaking out after being exonerated by the Missouri Ethics Commission yesterday. He joins us here in studio at about 7:30 this morning. Stay tuned. Had a chance to talk to him yesterday. Here's a snippet of that. Play cut 3, please. They left open, if I'm reading this correctly, the option for you to pursue potential legal action against those responsible for these allegations. Is that in your plans?
Yeah, well, today, I'll just say I'm really glad that we've been exonerated. Now, these false accusations, they hurt a lot of people. There were a lot of people who were lied about, and I'm sure that they'll all want to talk about next steps in the coming days. For today, though, I just know that everyone is glad that after this exhaustive investigation that we have been completely exonerated.
All right. We're going to get to Governor Greitens in here. We're going to ask him about that. We're going to talk about maybe what's next and whether or not, you know, he intends to maybe pursue legal action against some of the folks that started all this. It's going to be a great conversation. Can't wait for that. In the meantime, the big story yesterday has been this Bill Barr situation. The blow up over this. The left suddenly loves Bill Barr. Go to cut 4, please.
So you're saying you have a problem with the tweet?
Yes. Well, I have a problem with some of the tweets. I'm happy to say that, in fact, the president has never asked me to do anything in a criminal case. However, to have public statements and tweets made about the department, about people in the department, our men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job.
Now, Mark Cox, Soapbox.
It has got to be exhausting to be a Democrat these days. That's what I... Not a day goes by that the hair of somebody on the left is not on fire. And normally you have one guy to thank, and that's Donald Trump. Can we all agree on that? But in fact, yesterday, they welcomed a new target of that exhaustive hatred, and that was Bill Barr, the Attorney General of the United States. And the best thing is, they already hated Bill Barr, and now they kind of love him because they can hate him even more because of what he said right there. The headline says it all. Read the headlines this morning. Just Google it. I don't care. Whatever your Google search is, Google News, Google Bill Barr. Here's the headline. Attorney General tells President, stop tweeting. That's the headline. You know, many of us have thought that a time or two, haven't we? I mean, let's be honest. I really wish he hadn't tweeted that. But come on. The president's enemies, they see this as some sort of vindication of their claim that the president is influencing the DOJ through Twitter. Give me a break. Here's my point. This is why Democrats have not been able to defeat Donald Trump at any step of his presidency so far. Now, my take on this is it's because they continually underestimate it, and he's usually a chess move or two ahead of him. They also underestimate the backbone of the attorney general. That is Bill Barr. Now, here's why I say that. That's what makes this so laughable. Barr isn't influenced by anybody, especially the left, who now thinks they've got him right where they want him because he's agreed to go testify before Congress. Now, if you heard Jim Tallon on the show, he pointed out that anybody in the House who has to sit across from Bill Barr and spar better bring their A game. You've watched him up there before. Does anybody really think the president's going to stop tweeting his opinion about ridiculous, vindictive sentencing recommendations? Hell no. Or anything else for that matter. This is what frustrates the media. They can't put a lid. They can't contain. They can't defeat Donald J. Trump. Now, I squared off on social media this week with a lib. Who's mad about Barr's decision to change those sentencing recommendations. And what I said to her is she's a prime example of the exhaustion on the left. Everything's more outrageous than the last thing the president's done or been accused of doing. And I said that to her. I said, when does this stop? It was Russia. It was Putin, Mueller, Gorsuch, Stormy, Avenatti, Kavanaugh, Rocket Man, Jerusalem, kids in cages, Iran, Turkey, Ukraine, Pelosi, no handshake, a tweet, Roger Stone, budget cuts. I'm exhausted just listening to their exhaustion. Because you know what? Winning in Washington these days is about being a disruptor and keeping your opponents off guard. A little sports analogy here for you. The Democrats got their ankles broken trying to guard this president back on about November 8th of 2016, and they've been limping along ever since. So whenever you're feeling exhausted watching it, just take stock of what's been accomplished with all that noise going on in the background. And then sit back and savor the fact that we're in 2020 and it's an election year, and we're watching their clown car full of candidates veer off the political cliff. We'll be right back.
Attorney General Barr is not the Attorney General for the people. He definitely acts like he's the Attorney General for Trump.
That was Maisie Hirono there talking about the fact that Attorney General Barr is not the Attorney General for the people. He's the Attorney General for the president. They're angry. They're distracted, too. They've taken their eye off the ball, quite frankly, I think. Anyway.
They've got to be confused as to where the ball is. Where do they keep their eyes? They're all over the place.
My political experience in terms of running for office has been fairly limited. I ran twice for a city council seat, and I was unopposed in both elections, which I highly recommend. Much easier. And, besides going to the polls, shaking a few hands, getting some signatures, that was great. I personally cannot imagine what it must be like to have to go out every day in a different town, try to act like you know something about that town and those people, I mean, I've heard rock musicians get up on stage at concerts and say, thank you, Cincinnati, when they're actually in St. Louis, because they don't remember that they were in Cincinnati yesterday, and today they've gone. If you move around, it's got to be confusing.
Sure.
Mike Bloomberg, it happened to Bloomberg yesterday. It's been happening to Biden a lot. It happened to Bloomberg yesterday. Go to cut 16.
Because our campaign is about bringing all of the states together. We have 124 people across this state, and we have 8 offices, including one here in Gainesboro, and we have momentum. But we're going to pull this country together, and I'm not going to miss one state.
He called Greensboro, North Carolina, where he's probably never been before in his life, Gainesboro. I don't know if he renamed it for capital gains or what, because he's a billionaire. I don't know what he was thinking about.
It did not go over well.
They were booing. They were like yelling at him, and it's Greensboro. You don't even know where you are.
Yeah,
that's funny.
You've got to have it written down. Mm-hmm. You would just have to have it written down.
You would have to see that again. That to my point from yesterday, I think that that's where the Bloomberg myth hits the road. That's where the myth that he can buy the presidency through these slick ads. I swear, I was watching Channel 4 yesterday for some reason. It was on my TV. And there were they ran a Bloomberg ad back to back. Like, it wasn't a Bloomberg ad and then another commercial and then another Bloomberg ad. It was the same Bloomberg ad 2 times in a row. I mean, he's throwing his money against everything to see what sticks. But at the end of the day, he's got to get on a stage in front of a live crowd. And you heard this guy's voice is like nails on a chalk. You may not like President Trump's voice. I don't know. But Bloomberg is he's got a little bit of a New York twang to it. I guess maybe that's it. I don't ever detect really. Trump's got an unusual cadence, right? He's got an unusual way of like China. He's got an unusual way of saying things, but I don't Trump think of it as as like a standard New York accent, sort of like a Sanders type of coastal accent. You don't pick up on that. Bloomberg is irritating. He's just irritating.
I think there's something very disingenuous about the Bloomberg thing, too, aside from all of the ads and trying. So he's being accused of trying to buy the presidency, right?
Right.
Which it seems like he's doing. And even if he's not having these little mess ups, like this mess up makes it seem like he just doesn't really care. That he isn't. It's not like a rock concert where people give you a pass. People have to believe that you care about them when you're wanting to represent them. And something like this makes it all just seem very fake. Like okay, I guess I'll put money at this and I'll do it. Like an entitlement thing.
People need to care, but they also, if they're desperate, which I think is going to be the case in the Democrat Party. I believe that.
Right. That's why it seems like this is a disingenuous candidate. People get behind President Trump despite the fact that he's a billionaire because they think that he cares about the country, where Bloomberg comes off as somebody that is just doing it to save the Democrats.
Speaking of irritating, we haven't talked about
this. I hope
you're
not talking about me.
Did you see this story about that woman on that airplane where that guy was beating the back of her seat?
Yes, and it makes me cringe.
I'll say two things. I think number one, he thought he could get away with it because it was a woman. Because I don't think any man I know a few men like Mike Bloomberg who would sit there and take it. But besides that, I don't know many men who wouldn't have just gotten up and punched him in the face.
I don't know many.
I would have been arrested and I'd have been TSA would have carried me away because I would have stood up and punched that guy in his bald head.
I don't know many women that would have taken that would have put up with that.
Like just to stand up and either scream at him or, I mean, she had every right to recline her seat. If you haven't seen the video, this guy happened to get seated in the back row against the very back row of the plane. It looks like up against where the bathrooms are. Mm-hmm. His seat did not recline. You know how they've packed seats into these airplanes now, particularly in economy, to get every possible dollar they can. Mm-hmm. But this woman's seat reclined. She reclined it. And the guy behind her is just sitting there in the video punching the back of her chair because she refused to lift it back up and he felt like his space was being violated.
It makes me want to vomit just thinking about it.
I didn't read.
It was the worst.
I didn't read which airline it was. American. It was an American Airlines flight. And I don't understand why the crew didn't step in and do something.
Well, and was this woman asleep because her eyes were closed? Was she just sleeping through it? Because no human being, man or
she
woman.
She was videotaping it. She's the one that recorded it.
She's the one that was recording
She was holding it up with her phone because you can see her looking at her phone and then looking at, like, over her shoulder at this guy who's just back there with his Beats on his head beating the back of her. Mm. I would have gone sideways on that individual.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have ended up getting arrested if you did. And he's the one causing the problem. I think you win the public, in the court of public opinion on that one, don't you?
You know, I'm actually going to be recording a show later today on how to deal with difficult people. Maybe I'll bring up this very scenario when I talk to.
Get ready, because it's going to test your patience just watching it.
Be sure and get ready. And, you know, here's a little advice for you before you go and you tape that, because, you know, people just they underestimate this.
I kept my cool, aided by a lifetime of dealing with difficult men trying to throw me off.
Buildings.
I did, however, grip the microphone extra hard. Back up, you creep. Get away from me.
Yes, ma'am. That's what she should have said to the guy on the airplane. Back up, you creep. Stop hitting my seat. Hey, glad you're back with us here. You know, of course, I mentioned as we went into the break there, we're giving away some Rolling Stones tickets right now. And before you start dialing, I'm going to give the folks who are on radio.com a little bit of a break this morning, all right? If you're listening to us on radio.com, there is a bit of a delay. And the complaints I've received in the past is because, you know, the signal has to transmit from here to the app, and then there's a little bit of a delay, right?
Outer
so I've
space,
had people complain that, well, when I listen on the app and you give tickets away, by the time I call in, the tickets are gone. So I'm giving you fair warning right now. If you're listening on the app, we're going to be giving these tickets away in a few minutes, and you've got you've got time to get to a radio and be listening in real time so that you have a chance to win them. So we're going to do that here in just a couple of seconds. But first, I need to get to Jennifer Kashinka. Jennifer Kashinka, I don't know how to say this, but I'm kind of a big deal. Did you know
what's going on?
Because I've got Rolling Stones tickets to give away, and everybody's trying to call right now and win them, but I haven't actually started the contest yet, so I'm a very popular guy right now.
I bet you are.
Everybody.
I'm just kind of teasing them. I know.
Can I get off the air now and call in, too?
Sure. 314-241-9797. So, in all seriousness, we got two pairs to give away today. We're going to give away a pair here when you're done with your report, and then we're going to give away a pair in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yep.
So it's very exciting times. Yeah.
Good luck, everyone.
Yeah, no kidding. What's going on out there?
All right, futures are slightly higher this morning as investors weigh the potential impact of the fast-spreading coronavirus and the fresh tensions stemming from the U.S.'s battle against China's Huawei on economic growth. The Justice Department has added new criminal charges against Huawei, accusing the company of a brazen scheme to steal trade secrets from competitors in the U.S. The new indictment also alleges the company provided surveillance equipment to Iran that enabled the monitoring of protesters during 2009 anti-government demonstrations in Tehran, and it sought to conceal business that it was doing in North Korea despite economic sanctions there. Huawei disputed the allegations and called them without merit. A federal judge has put a temporary halt to Microsoft's work on a $10 billion military contract for cloud-based services. That's seen as a win for Amazon, which sued the federal government for awarding the deal to its rival. Amazon claims President Trump's beef with Amazon tilted the lucrative deal to Microsoft. Jeff Bezos owns Amazon and the Washington Post, and Trump often blasts the Post when it runs news stories he finds unfavorable. Natural gas stockpiles are more than 30% above their levels from a year ago, the latest sign that robust supply and mild heating demand are contributing to a glut of the fuel. Natural gas is the primary source of heat for about half of U.S. homes, so demand tends to surge in the winter, but milder than expected temperatures have recently kept the fuel plentiful and hurt prices. The UN says global air revenue could fall by $4 to $5 billion in the first quarter due to flight cancellations linked to the coronavirus. The virus is expected to have a greater industry impact than that caused by the 2003 SARS epidemic. In light of the higher volume and greater global extent of the flight cancellations being seen, the preliminary estimate does not include potential impacts on cargo. We're canceling trips to China, but not elsewhere. Travel agency group Travel Leaders Network says some travel agencies have reported that the virus outbreak is causing a high to moderate number of trip cancellations to China and other parts of Asia, but few of them reported cancellations to other places. The network notes that this is the peak travel period for warm destinations such as Mexico and the Caribbean, and it's not seeing those places impacted by the virus. Cruise bookings in the Caribbean, Europe, and Alaska remain strong. Walmart says it will discontinue its personal shopping service, JetBlack, on February 21st. The retailer says JetBlack will become part of Walmart's customer organization. It did not provide further details about what that might look like. About 300 JetBlack employees will lose their jobs. 58 others will be reassigned. And if you're in the jewelry business, you're probably pretty happy on this Valentine's Day. The National Retail Federation says spending on jewelry for your sweetheart is expected to soar to $5.8 billion from $3.9 billion last year. Overall, Valentine's Day spending is expected to hit $27.4 billion, up 32%, with the average shopper spending $196 on the day. Candy, flowers, and cards remain the most popular gifts. Mark?
Wow. That sign of a good economy if it's going up that much, right?
Indeed, yeah. It is.
I would guess it is. All right, Jennifer, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
All right, take care of yourself. Yeah, that's. By the way, I guess I should always mention the Diamonds Direct people. I mean, they're giving you 5 years to pay for it right now. So if you're going to spend $198,
spread
it out.
Yeah,
you know
that's
a
great deal.
Take advantage of it.
Do you do the traditional Valentine's Day gifts?
I am banned from that by my wife. She said, do not go waste $75 on roses that are going to die in a week.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do that, go to my favorite little boutique and get me a gift card or something that I can that's going to last, right? I mean, that's kind of, or let's just go to dinner. She'd rather do that. So
I'd rather have dinner as well.
Yeah.
I like flowers on a random Tuesday in June, you know?
Right.
They hike the prices up so much at Valentine's Day. It's a nice gesture, but those candy and tomorrow is when we need to go buy Valentine's Day candy.
Yeah, that's right. It'll be cheaper. It'll be cheaper tomorrow.
It was the right decision at the time for the people who I love the most. And one of the things that we said when I resigned is I said, look, sometimes you got to step off of the battlefield and you got to take care of the wounded, and especially you got to take care of the wounded who you love.
Former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens, he's going to be here in the studio in about a half hour or so, but that is just a little nugget of what he's talking about in the light of this MEC report, which clears him of a whole list, I mean a laundry list of allegations by his political adversaries who worked very hard to get him to resign. And he said he did it for the right reasons, he did it for the people he loved, there was a lot going on. You know, but now in hindsight, suddenly nobody's hair is on fire anymore. The minute he resigned, they suddenly didn't care about alleged dark money, and they didn't care about alleged photos of, you know, the lady he had an affair with. Photo that, by the way, apparently there was never any evidence that it existed, and the St. Louis police wouldn't touch the case with a 10-foot pole. So the Kim Gardner side of this is a whole separate story that kind of transpired down after the initial allegations happen. So we're going to get the governor here. We'll ask him about this stuff and, you know, just get his reaction to being almost 100% cleared of any wrongdoing. I mean, there was a little slap on the wrist for a campaign in-kind contribution that wasn't reported. But you know what? Lewis Reed and Megan Green, both politicians here in the city, both got the same ruling or something similar from the Missouri Ethics Commission within the last year. This is not unusual for people running for office. It's not some big criminal problem. It's usually an oversight, or I didn't consider that a contribution. It's minor. What they found yesterday was minor. So we'll talk to him about all that coming up here. Just stay tuned. We've given away the tickets, so if you're still calling in here trying to win the Stones tickets, I apologize. You're about 5 minutes too late. Congratulations to Tanya from Union, Missouri. Tanya, we appreciate you listening this morning. She won our first pair of tickets to see Mick and Keith and Ron and all those folks when they come here on June 27th.
Congrats, Tanya. And if you're looking for a concert buddy, my number is 61...
Yeah, I think people have the impression that because we get picked to give away tickets, that automatically means we're getting tickets. But
nope.
That's not how that works. That doesn't mean to say that there aren't opportunities sometimes through the radio station to get tickets to the Fox or something like that. They'll have a little drawing for employees, but you know, that's not, can't just walk down the hall and demand a pair of tickets. Just can't do
we
that.
We keep trying.
Like, I know. So congratulations to my cousin Tanya out in Union. I'm just kidding. No relation.
My best friend, Tanya.
So we're going to give away another pair coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. So if you've got the phone number written down, just know that. We will do that in the 8 o'clock hour today. And as I mentioned earlier, because I do take some heat for this from time to time on messaging on Facebook and Twitter, if you listen on the app, there's a little bit of a delay there. So sometimes I've had people say, well, the only way I can listen is on the app because I'm at work and I wish I could help you. But the technology, we've not mastered that technology yet to make it instantaneous.
We've made the technology pretty good, though.
Oh, it's great.
We added that rewind function.
I know,
and all those notifications. And so we'll just adjust our...
Here's the other bonus for Radio.com. We should mention this because, you know, they pay me to promote Radio.com. Not. But, it, you know, it does help because it's another way to listen. If you go to Radio.com, you can enable alerts, which you should do, because just before we gave away that first set of tickets, Tricia was able to send out a push notification on the Radio.com app so it would show up on the front screen of your phone if you've got your notifications enabled. And it let people know, hey, heads up, we're going to be giving away a pair of Stones tickets coming up.
So it's or, like VIP service.
Thank you.
Yes.
Or guess what?
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah, thank you. It's a good way of looking at it. Maybe it's breaking news. Maybe it's something to do with, you know, Governor Greitens yesterday or something like that. We put those push notifications out there, and it's really easy to set up the notifications, right?
Yep. And the secret is you have to favorite the station. So you just find us. 971 FM Talk and favorite it. And then you get all that stuff.
It's that easy?
It's that easy.
I didn't even realize. I've done it so long ago, I didn't even realize how easy it was.
And you just click that little button.
It works. You can get the podcast on there too, and all of that good stuff. And I'll tell you, you know, we do have Governor Greitens coming up here at the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour, around 7:30. And if that's a great example of why you should get the podcast, because whenever we do interviews here, we push them out on 971talk.com/Cox. It'll be on the website. You can listen to it on our radio.com app. And it's always out there for it. We'll put a link up on the Facebook page at Mark Cox 971 on Twitter. There are lots of ways for you to listen to that interview. So be sure and stay tuned for that. We got it coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.